The book of Ephesians, if you would please this morning for just a few moments, the book of Ephesians and chapter number 2. For most people here, this is probably very familiar scripture, but I got three very simple thoughts that I want to leave with you here today. There may be some in this building that's never truly accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, or there may be some here today that may be going through some things that you realize that you just need to bring them to the Lord today. And let Him handle them. You can't handle them anyway. I'm glad God's big enough to handle whatever you may have going on in your life. You may be here today, and you may be saved, but yet you're not being faithful under the one that's been faithful to you. And you know, God's reminded us of that here this morning through these testimonies, that we have a Savior this morning that is faithful, even though there are times in our life where we may not be faithful. And this may be a good time for you to reflect and ask God to look into the depths of your soul and help you today to see and realize where you're at and maybe where you need to be. Now, I don't know today. I don't know anybody's heart. I don't know anybody's heart today but my own. But I will say today there's times in all of our lives, if we're not careful, we stray from the path that God has for us. And so whatever your need is here today, I would pray that as we get toward the end of this service that you would see and realize that maybe there's something that you need to do today in order for you to be able to go out here today rejoicing in the salvation that you have today in the Lord Jesus Christ. See, if you're out of the will of God, you're not going to be rejoicing in the salvation that you have. You can go to the book of Psalms and realize the time in David's life where he had sinned against God. And I'm not saying anybody maybe has got to the place that David got, but he had strayed away from God and God's path, and he realized that. And he wanted the Lord to restore unto him the joy of thy salvation. And so today, God wants you to live a joyful life and an abundant Christian life. But if you're out of the will of God today, you're not living that kind of life. And time is short. We ought to do all we can while we can, where we can, because none of us know how much time we have on this side of eternity. But with that being said this morning, in the book of Ephesians in chapter number 2, I'm just going to read two verses of Scripture, give you three very simple thoughts today, but I pray this morning again you allow the Spirit of God to speak to your heart today. If you found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. I'm going to ask you to stand this morning for just a moment out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. Ephesians chapter number 2. I would encourage you, if you've not read this lately, to go back and start in verse number 1. Man, what a great chapter this is this morning. But I'm going to read just verses 8 and 9 today, and I'm going to take my text out of the last phrase of verse number 8. I want to think about for just a few moments this morning the gift of God. The gift of God. Notice in verse number 8. For by grace, I just can't hardly get off of that. For by grace, you didn't deserve it, and I didn't deserve it. For by grace, there's a gift right there. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Let's pray. Father, we bow in your presence once again today, Lord, to thank you, Father, for another day on this side of eternity. Thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. Thank you for the forgiveness of sin, and thank you for your precious word. Thank you for all that's already been done, Lord, this morning. I thank you for the children, and I thank you for the skit, and I thank you for these wonderful testimonies and, Lord, the wonderful song. But I just pray now, Father, for just a few moments this morning that, God, you would anoint me afresh and anew. God, I pray you give me clarity of mind, clarity of speech. I pray the very simple thoughts that, Lord, you placed upon my heart for this service here this morning. I pray, God, that you'd use me. Then, Lord, I pray that ears and hearts will be open and receptive unto the preaching of your word. If there's someone here today, Lord, that's never truly been born again, don't have that testimony, I pray today, God, would be the very day, Lord, they would come and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Maybe there's somebody here today out of the will of God, maybe not living like they should live or doing what they should do. I pray today would be the good day that they would come and Lord, just look to you and trust you. And Lord, be determined today as we leave here to live in the perfect will of God. I pray today, Lord, that you just bless our time together. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for this blessed season as we celebrate your birth. I pray your perfect will, again, will be done and be accomplished in every heart and every life. And for all these things, we ask in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. For a few moments this morning, I want us to consider this thought, and I promise I'll be very brief today, probably one of the briefest messages you'll ever hear me preach, but I want to think about this thought of the gift of God. The gift of God. Of course, during this season, as so many people, so many people's minds certainly are on gifts and giving, and I understand all that, and I'm not preaching against that this morning. But let us, for just a few moments today, consider the greatest gift that's ever been given unto mankind. God gave His Son so that each and every one of us today could receive the wonderful gift of salvation. I don't know about you today, but I'm thankful that I have a testimony of salvation. I'm glad today that there's a time and a place in my life that I realized that I was lost, and I realized I couldn't save myself, and I realized religion couldn't save me, and I realized church membership couldn't save me, and I realized the preacher couldn't save me, and realized mama couldn't save me, and daddy, he couldn't save me, but I realized there was one that could save me, and his name is Jesus. And I'm glad, thank God, for the day that I received the precious gift of salvation. And here we have in the great book of Ephesians, as Paul writes to the church at Ephesus, we have this wonderful chapter number 2, where Paul reminds us that we have been quickened and made alive by the Spirit of Almighty God. See, I was one time dead in trespasses and sins, but I'm glad for the day that Jesus come by and He give me life. Thank God for that this morning. But I begin to think about this gift of God. And all of us, no doubt, will receive gifts and give gifts and all those things. And again, I'm not preaching against that today. But I want us to realize the greatest gift that mankind has ever been given was 2,000 plus years ago. Thank God, by God Himself sending His darling Son to take my place, to pay my sin debt, to become my Savior, to become my Redeemer, to become my hope, to become my peace, to become my joy. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I'm thankful for the gift of God in salvation this morning. And I hope you know that as well. Hey, we ought to rejoice in that today, because it's the greatest gift that's ever been given unto mankind. Three very simple thoughts, and I'm going to let you go. Number one, in thinking about this gift of God, the first thing that I want you to understand and realize today, it's free. Hallelujah this morning. Brother Mitch, I'm glad today that this gift of God, I'm glad it's free. Now, it come with a great cost. It come with a cost of God giving His only begotten Son, the one and His only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come to this world, be born of a virgin, so that He can live a sinless and perfect life, and go to the cross so that He can be my Savior. But I'm glad He's not on that cross. You'll see pictures today, today with Jesus still on the cross. I've got good news for you today. If He's still on the cross, then friend, He was not who He said He was. But I thank Him today, and I praise Him this morning that He's not on the cross. Matter of fact, He'll never go to the cross again. Thank God, once and for all, He became the sacrifice for my sin and your sin and the sin of the whole world. 3 days later, thank God, I'm glad, thank God, He come out victorious over death, hell, and the grave. I'm glad there's victory. I'm glad there's victory. I'm glad there's victory. Thank God, because I have a living Savior this morning, my friend. You say, preacher, you ought not to get excited. Thank God you get excited about everything else. Hallelujah. I've got a living Savior. I'm saved and I'm redeemed and on my way to heaven one day because not of any good thing that I've done, but because of grace, because of mercy, because of love, because of forgiveness. God came to where I was at, pulled me out of the mess I was in, hallelujah, and saved me and redeemed me, and it didn't cost me a thing, thank God. The gift of God is free. It wasn't going to cost you nothing. If you're here today without Jesus, it's not going to cost you nothing materially. But it may cause you to lay down your pride. It'll cause you to... Hallelujah, I feel like preaching. I know some of you didn't come to hear preaching, but you're here and you're going to get it while you're here. Hallelujah. It's not going to cost you anything. You may have to lay down your pride. Huh? You may have to turn loose of your pride this morning. Hey, and some of you Christians might need to turn loose of a little of that this morning yourself. You're holding on to bitterness. You're holding on to this. You're holding on to that. Y'all just turn loose all that and say, God, I tell you what I'm going to do. Thank God because you give me such a great gift of salvation. I'm just going to lay all that mess down. I'm just going to go ahead and start living for you. I'm going to go ahead and start being faithful to you. I'm going to be all that I can for you because you've been all that I've needed. You've brought me out of things that I don't understand. You've brought me through valleys that I never got out of. You got me through storms that I never got out of. Hallelujah, thank God. He's worthy. He's worthy. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen this morning, church. Didn't cost you a thing. May cost you your pride. It'll cause you to want you to leave that sin behind. Hallelujah. It'll cause you to want to leave that behind. It'll cause you to want to... Woo, hallelujah. It'll cause you to want to love your husband. It'll cause you to want you to love your wife. It'll cause you to love your children. It'll cause you to love your neighbor. It'll cause you to love the sinner. I'm telling you that. Thank God. And it don't cost a dime. It's the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. It don't cost you a thing. You go to Walmart between now and Christmas. Good luck to you. Whatever you get down there, you're going to have to pull out your billfold. That's right, friend. If Linda goes shopping, she's going to pull out your billfold, not hers. You're going to have to reach in your billfold. You're going to have to reach in there and get something that you've worked out. Are you hearing me? You're going to have to get down in there. Preacher, you're going to have to... I know Bill's going to get some great things for Christmas. And your wife's sitting back there in the nursery just waiting for you to give her your billfold. So she can reach down in your billfold. Something that you've worked for. Something that you've sweated for. Something that you've toiled for. And you're going to have to give it to Walmart. And then you're going to have to put it together when she gets there with it. Oh, let the blessings roll. It'll keep you close to God. But make sure you read the instructions. I never could figure out why they put all them parts in there. You didn't need them nohow. But it don't cost you anything. You go buy a gift for somebody, it's going to cost somebody something. Something that you've worked for, something that you've toiled for. But salvation has been paid for. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. It's been paid for. Not only has it been paid for in full. Hallelujah this morning. There's no more. Thank God I'm about ready to preach. Thank God there's no payments to be made on my salvation this morning. Hallelujah. When I got to Calvary and I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm glad He stamped on my card, paid in full. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And it didn't cost me a thing. It was free. People worried about buying this and worried about buying that. Going to get the perfect gift. It'll wire out. It'll tire up. It'll get old. But the free gift of salvation, it just gets tweeter and tweeter all the time. Hallelujah, thank God. The gift of God is free. It's free. Somebody said it like this, if it's free, it's for me. Amen, Ronnie. If it's free, it's for me. And they talk about free this and free that. Nothing in this world's free. Somebody's got to pay for it. This crazy government we got now talking about free this and free that. Ain't nothing free. Somebody going to pay for it. You know who's going to pay for it? We are. But there is one thing that's free in this life. And that's the gift of salvation. The gift of God is free. I can't say that enough. It's free. It's free. It's free. We got treat bags we're going to give out right after the service today. Want everybody to have one. Don't cost you a thing. All you got to do is come by and pick it up. Now, if you go out this door, you missed it. Oh, is there not a great analogy there? Is there not, Miss Brett, a great analogy there? You go out this door. What time is it getting to be? Don't matter. Nobody does it. You go out this door, you're going to miss that gift. See y'all. Somebody driving up down the road going, what in the world's going on down there? If you go out that door, you miss it. But if you go out that door, you get one. Don't cost you a thing. All you got to do is come by and pick it up. Now, if somebody else had to give to pay for it, but it's free. Salvation today is free. Now, you have the door that you can choose to refuse that. And you can walk out that door, Brother Mitch, and go, right, boy, isn't that great? Yeah, I mean, you can go back out into that world just like you came in. Or you can come to the cross. Hallelujah. I'd recommend coming to the cross. Because if you come to the cross, you're going to get something like you had never got before. I'm telling you what, an apple, an orange, and a candy bar won't even begin to compare. I'm telling you what God will give you in the gift of salvation. And it's all free. It's free. It's free, thank God. Didn't cost you a thing. But it cost God the very best that He had. It'll change your life. It'll take an old drunkard. Amen. Take an old drunkard and clean him up. Go ahead and raise them hands, brother. It'll take an old drunkard and clean him up. Thank God, take the taste and the want of alcohol off of his lips. Thank God and give him and let him drink from a new fountain. Drink from some new water. Hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God, that God still can today, my friend. And let me say it one more time. And it's free. It's free. It's free. Don't cost you a thing. I just can't hardly get off that thought. It's free. Don't cost you nothing, brother. Somebody brought you that nice red blazer. And it cost somebody something. I don't know who bought it, but it's nice. I'm kind of jealous. And Brother Fred's got a greeting on. And they can stand side by side and look all Christmassy, couldn't they? Somebody had to pay for it. But salvation, the gift of God is free. It's free. It's free. And all you got to do is receive it. So that's all you can do with a gift. You can either take the gift, or you can choose to walk out that door, or you can choose to walk through that door. And it's entirely up to you. Number one, it's free. I just can't get off. It's free. Hallelujah. Miss Wanda, it's free. Boy, I miss old Archie. Lord, have mercy. Him, Brother Jerry. I'm telling you what, I miss him. But thanks be to God, I'm glad you could turn the cart around. Hallelujah. Thank God, because it's free. It's free. I'm glad, thank God, that they're in a better place today. And all those that we've had to say so long to. Why? Because it's free. Number two. I said I'd be short. I may have lied. I don't know. Lord, forgive me. It's free for those who will accept it. The word gift, as it's used in our text in the book of Ephesians, it means a present. But then it means something deeper. It means a sacrifice. And then it also means an offering. That's exactly what Jesus did. He became a sacrifice. He became an offering so that we could have the wonderful gift of salvation. And it's free. It's free. It's free. Galatians 4 and 5. Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that they might receive the adoptions of son. I think I seen something about adoption a while ago in one of them cards. I like to, about had me a spell. That means God took me in when I didn't deserve to be in. That's grace. That's grace. And it's free. Have I said that before? It's free. Hey, man, maybe if I keep saying it, somebody get a hold of it. It's free. Number two, somebody says, oh, thank God he's moving off. It's free. I may come back to it. It's free, but number two, it's for everybody. I told you, simple. Y'all get that? It's for everybody. Irregardless of where you've been, irregardless of what you've done, irregardless of what family you come from or what family you didn't come from. We all come from Adam somewhere down the road. It doesn't make any difference. It's still free. Amen. You can't get over that either, can you? Hallelujah. There's some more people out there like free. Amen. And it's for everybody. That means red, yellow, black, or white, they're all precious in His sight. And some of you here today say, preacher, I've went too far. No, you hadn't. You're still here. If God knocks on your heart's door today, you've not went too far. It's for everybody. For God so loved. I like that, Dora. Dora just put her name there. For God so loved Dora. For God so loved the world, you put your name right there. That He gave. That He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, I'm glad to be a whosoever today, shall believe in Him shall not perish, but hath, that's present tense, everlasting life. That means I got it right now. See, this gift of God, this is good. You find it under a tree. Hallelujah! You'll find it under a tree. And it's an evergreen tree. Somebody said, well, the preacher done lost his blooming mind now. No, it's the tree of Calvary that never dies and is always available. You find it under a tree. It's free. It's for everybody. And not everybody means you. No one is exempt from this gift except for those who will not receive it. Understand that. The only thing that exempts you from this gift is if you are unwilling to receive it. Romans 10:9, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, I love these last three words, shall be saved. Period. There's not a question mark there. So this gift of God, number one, it's free. Number two, it's for everybody. And number three, see, I'm getting close. I like this. This gift is forever. Isn't that simple? That's just about as simple. I mean, I'm just about as simple can get. I can understand that. It's not only free, it's not only for everybody, but it's forever. I'm not looking to obtain eternal life. I already have it. Now you tell me a gift that you're going to get this year or in past years or will ever receive will last for eternity. There is none. You can spend all your hard-earned money and as much of it as you want to, trying to win your children and please your children. And we all do what we can. Don't misunderstand me. But the only thing that's going to give me eternal life is the gift of God. The only thing that's going to last for eternity is the gift of God. Because it's forever. This gift does not wear out. It does not break down. It does not need new parts. It doesn't rust. It doesn't corrode. It doesn't rot. It's eternal. Now, where are you going to get a deal like that? You ain't going to get it nowhere else. It's the gift of God. Romans 6:23, one of my favorite verses of Scripture. For the wages of sin is death. For the wages of sin is death. That's present tense. For the wages of sin is death. That's what I earned. That's what you've earned. For the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, if Romans 6:23 ended right there, we could just close the book and go home and mourn the rest of the evening. But it don't stop there. See, there's what we call a heavenly conjunction takes place in that verse. You know what happens? God butts in. God said, well, wait a minute. For the wages of sin is death. God said, but, watch it now, watch it, watch it. The gift of God is, present tense, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah! Can anybody in here today rejoice with me? Then the gift that you have, the gift of God, the gift of salvation is eternal. Thank God today. I'm glad that it lasts forever, my friend. One day, all the sorrow, all the sickness, all the separation will be gone. And we'll be eternal rest and peace with the one that gave the gift God Himself and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The gift of God. Notice it says, not of works, lest any man should boast. If he's any other way, you and I'd brag about it. We ain't got nothing to brag about. Only thing we need to brag about is Him. Because it is the gift of God. It's free. I believe I said that, didn't I? It's free. It's for everybody. And it's forever. Could I ask you a question this morning? Have you received that gift? If you've not received that gift, then today is the day of salvation. Could I ask you another question if you're saved? What happens when most people get a gift and they open it up and they see what's in it and it's something they like and they love? They cherish it. Do you cherish the salvation you have? The gift of God? Are you living like it? Are you giving your life to God? Are you letting God use you? Are you being faithful to Him? Somebody gives you a gift, you ought to be appreciative of it. Let me say this before I close. Thank you for all the cards. Thank you for everything. Got some of the most unusual cards, not unusual in a bad way, but just different cards this time, and I appreciate those so very much. And every gift, and every prayer, everything. We ought to be appreciative. Are you appreciative of the gift that God gave you in salvation? You ought to be, because God gave His best. God gave His best. God didn't go to Walmart and get this gift. This gift come from the eternal heavens, from the eternal God. Do you have that gift today? If not, I pray today would be the day that you give your heart and your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive that. Receive the wonderful gift, the gift of salvation. It's free. I think I said that before, but let me say it one more time. It's free. And people are going to die and perish. Listen to me real close, and I'm done. Brother Scotty, get us a song. Understand something. People will die and perish in their sin because they simply would not receive the gift. Do you realize that you'll spend eternity separated from God in a place of torments? And separated from your family that are saved simply because you wouldn't receive a gift. It's a gift. All you got to do is receive it. Your sin debt's already been paid. You just need to take the gift. Will you take it today? What you got picked out for us? Let's all stand to our feet, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank You for this good day. We thank You for this good season. We thank You for this good number in the house of God today. And Lord, I've just tried to share this very simple message because, God, You placed it on my heart. And I pray that ears and hearts have been opened, and I hope they will receive this message from the Word of God today. Especially if they're here today and they've never trusted You as their Savior. Oh, God in heaven, I pray. Help them to see that it's free and it's for them and it's forever. And come today and receive this gift. And then, Lord, I pray as Christians today, You would help us to search our hearts. What are we doing with this gift of salvation that You've given unto us? I pray that we would share it, and I pray that we'd be appreciative of the great gift of salvation. Help us to share it with others. Help us to live it, and help us to be faithful. And it's in Jesus' wonderful name I pray, take the invitation, Lord. And I pray that nobody be moving around. This is a very serious time. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to do His work. I pray help us to be attentive. In Jesus' name, as every head's bowed, every eye's closed, as they play for just a moment.